Dr. Simon Roy, Duke Inc., known for Mr. Keller C. Lewis, K-E-L-L-E-R, middle initial C, last name is Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Today's date is 1/21/2013. Patient is a 67-year-old Caucasian male, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint of number one, elevated blood pressure, number two, bronchitis, number two, three, COPD exacerbation, number four, shortness of breath, dyspneic exertion, number five, tobacco abuse, number six, emphysema, number seven, vitamin D deficiency, number eight, chronic bronchitis, number nine, cachectic body habitus. Patient presents to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. He was treated for bronchitis on 1/16/2013. He was given Augmentin, Z-Pak, steroids, and Mucinex. He is doing much better. His lungs are clear, although they do sound coarse. He's still finishing his course of antibiotics. He's not wheezing anymore. He wants an excuse for his work, so we'll provide one for him, period. Patient previously scheduled for a colonoscopy, but he didn't get this done. We'll reschedule with Dr. Cocoon, period. Patient nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanoma, ectasia, diet, constipation, no sore throat, ears, no nose, no focal bone, sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, period. He's instructed to stop smoking. Labs last visit showed a chloride of 96. B12 folate was okay, TSH was okay, vitamin B12 was still low at 25.9, we'll give him another prescription for vitamin D, period. Patient returned to clinic in 2 months for further recommendations, clinic note and chart, period. Patient has any polydipsia, polyphagia, no heat or cold tolerance, period. Patient's shortness of breath and dyspneic exertion are much better. We'll set up Atrovent preventable units and we'll Q 6 hours at home and Bitezanide 0.5 unit dose Q 12 hours. Patient does have trouble affording the Symbicort and the previously given him, although it does help, he can't afford the Spiriva either.